premises.
This conference will now be recorded.
It is 8:31.
I call a meeting to order. It is 8:31. Morning, so Nicola is chair.
Jay McDonald, member.
Jay Orchard, treasurer.
Okay, verify the PDN of the announcements. It's in the PDN now. Look for it. Okay, did everyone review the minutes of the meeting?
I reviewed them already. If everybody's read them, I would like to make a motion that we approve the minutes as recorded, unless somebody has seen something that is incorrect.
You second, Julian?
Yes, second.
Any treasurer's report?
Unfortunately, not yet. So the meeting I was able to make, unfortunately, that was Good Friday, right? So that was canceled, and then the following one, you probably noticed I joined late, but we had a couple of emergency walk-ins that pushed the schedule back, so I didn't finish enough, but just to catch the tail end of it, unfortunately.
Dr. Archer, if you can make an appointment with Brianna, she can go through your finances.
Okay, you. You had mentioned that before. I was going to ask you. Okay, yes. I can do that, definitely.
Okay, she can do one-on-one.
That would be great.
Thank you.
So, I guess you're on,
Zinya. Okay, so this is for your information. So the Department of Defense awarded some grants to certain professions for interstate licensure compact. So this is in order for Guam, if you're interested, to be a compact state. So the professions that they have grants for is like teaching, social work, dentistry and dental hygiene, massage therapy, cosmetology and barbering. Oh, sorry, scrap that. I thought optometry was one of them, but it's not. So never mind. We can do away with this. Scratch that out. Yes. And then MPDB, so I am the administrator of the MPDB for public health. So if anyone wants information about optometrists that are listed in the MPDB, you can go through me. Or if you want someone reported, I can do the reporting as well. So I just wanted to give you the information. And then
could you tell us what MPDB is again?
National Practitioner Database. So it's N as in Nancy, NPDB.
Okay, because it's an N there. It should be an N?
It should be an N. National Practitioner Database. So every year, I have to do an
N. That makes sense. Gotcha. Okay, good.
Every year I do an attestation for the boards and all the professions that are listed under the NPDB. And optometry is one of them. So they are in our books. So if anyone needs to report it, I can do the reporting.
All right.
Okay, and then the last is our website. So, you know, we've been talking about having a website, right? A website where you can actually go in and apply and do everything online so you don't have to come into the office. So we finally awarded a vendor. The vendor is called Guam Webs. So it's Guam, WEBZ. And so Guam Webs does certain websites on Guam. So they've done the OPA, the Port Authority of Guam, and other, I think it's ULG as well. I'm not too sure about that, but I know it's Port Authority and the OPA website. So they kind of know what we need to do, and we are going to be meeting today at 1 o'clock. So Rob is part of that meeting to make sure that we're compliant with what goes into the website and what we don't have to put on the website. But we're going to be taking some photos of our board members so we can put that on as well. Yeah, we're excited. This is 3 years in the making, right? I think it was a mandate 3 years ago to have a full-blown website. So we started working on it in 2019, and then COVID hit 2020. So now we're working on it in 2021. Okay. Yeah. That's all I have.
So, I guess, old business, I guess, is Rob. So, Jay, did you receive the CEs that I typed out?
Did I receive what?
The continuing education. When I typed it all out, I sent it to you all.
Oh, yeah. That was a while back. It was something you wanted to add to the law so that it's rules and regs, so that it's in there. It stipulates what you can use.
Correct.
Good. Okay. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. So we need to add that in when we, as part of the review.
And then I guess send it over to Rob, right? And who's still reviewing.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Hold on a second. Let me just write this down. So we need to incorporate the CME.
Criteria. Are we going to put it in the law or in the rules and regs or in both places?
I'll let Rob decide. As far as I'm concerned, rules and regs is a good best spot for it.
Okay.
My thoughts are, and I think we can talk about this more again, I think we've talked about it many, many times, is the law is kind of slimmed down, and then a lot of the extra details and everything are in the rules and regs. But Rob is the one to give us guidance there, I think.
Okay. And I guess you haven't said anything about the public contacts either.
I haven't heard anything from him since last meeting, which was February, I guess. Yeah. So we'll have to kind of get things stirred up again, I guess.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll just table the old business for now.
Okay. All right.
So new business. We got an application from Brent Shelley.
Oh.
Renew his application. He reached out to me in January, and then I found out through the board office that he's been emailing the wrong person. So his last contact with the board office was in December when he finally reached out to me, which puts him at a still late, but still before the December 31st deadline to renew with a late fee.
Okay, so did he submit an application before the 31st? Or did he submit the renewal? What did he give you before the end of the year?
Okay, so because he was emailing and nobody got back to him on the change of personnel, his last contact with the board on how to submit his late application was in December. When I finally contacted the board in January, Nicole's been working with him on getting in his application, which she did not receive until March.
So he didn't get an application that he could fill out to submit until March?
So January, when I contacted Nicole, Nicole immediately contacted him, gave him his application to fill out, and then she did not receive his application, his filled out application, until March.
Yeah, and basically, I'm sorry, when you say application, you just mean his renewal.
Yes, his renewal application, correct.
Just like what everybody else submitted back in before October 1st, right?
Correct.
Okay, he was trying to get it, and we were unable to provide it for him. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
For one reason or another. Okay. So what are you proposing?
I'm asking the board, are we going to entertain his application? I already reviewed it. He does meet the requirements on the continuing education. So is the board willing to accept his application as being renewed?
I would be in favor of, because there were some issues with communication there, and the fact that he's done all the continuing education, that I would just consider it I wouldn't consider it a lapsed license, since he was attempting to renew it in time, but on our end, we were not able to process it or help with that. That's, I think, what you're proposing. Yeah, right. I would be in favor of allowing him to renew his license.
Okay. Did you get all that?
If we can, I don't know. Go ahead.
No, I'm asking if Julian is
an agreement. Yeah, and you said he paid a late fee as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, there are just some issues with logistics that hopefully the website will solve in the future. So, yeah, I'm fine with that. I think send him through.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say I don't think we have any. There's any reason we cannot do that. If there was, then we'd have to reconsider it.
Correct.
Depending on the interpretation of the law and the rules and regs as to how that works, because as you probably know, it says a license lapsed beyond the 31st, meaning it wasn't renewed by the 31st. It's renewable only by submitting an application to the board as if. Submitting an application to the board for the first time. So I would say, just to play it safe, group, I would say we should just run it by Rob, just to make sure we're not doing anything, because we're sort of not really setting a precedent, but we have to take into account an interpretation probably of the law. Even though all three of us agree that it's okay, I think it should be run by Rob. As a legal opinion on it. Marlene, are you able to just contact Rob maybe and just explain the situation, see if he sees any objection to us allowing him to renew? I just think just to make sure we're doing everything by the law.
Well, I was going to ask the board to do it because they're the ones in contact with Brent. You know, because it was a confusion and change of personnel. Because he only contacted me because he remembers my email address.
Right. I am completely in favor of allowing to renew. All I'm saying is we should just run it by Rob to make sure that we aren't doing anything that's contrary to the law by doing that.
Okay.
So I can make a motion if you like.
Okay.
I would move that we approve his license renewal and based upon the fact that of the communication issues pending approval from the AG's office. Julian, can you second? Would you like to second that?
Second.
Okay.
Any other business?
No other new business on my part.
Julian, you have any other business? No other business?
Julian, are you still there?
He's still here. Dr. Archer?
Yes. I cut out for a second. I don't have anything to add.
Okay. Are we all going to be available for the next meeting? May 25?
I'll be available either virtually. Oh, I guess I'll be virtually either way. But I may be on Guam by then, but I'm not sure. And then I'm not sure what's going on with Dr. Kim. Is he having trouble? Is he having trouble making the meetings?
I think he has other obligations. But we'll confirm him about the next meeting. Are we wanting to do face-to-face or still virtual?
What are the current, what option, do we have the option of face-to-face?
Are we allowed?
Mm-hmm.
He said we're allowed to do face-to-face.
Oh, okay.
Julian, are you in favor of that?
Well, I was going to say for the next one, if we're still up in the air, do we maybe shoot for the face-to-face possibly in June to see kind of Dr. McDonald is here or there, and then obviously a time that could work for Dr. Kim? Because it seemed like that I saw an email from him, and he'd emailed you guys back about that he couldn't make it, but that was regarding last Tuesday. So he was thinking the meeting was the 20th, not the 27th on the email. So,
yeah.
And I don't think nobody had emailed him back. And then I was like wondering, well, I mean, that's not the day of the meeting. So I don't know if he just was busy and just read it quickly and missed the date.
I did tell him that the last Tuesday of the month, but I think he got it mixed up.
Seems so. I don't know if we need to change the time to accommodate everyone better, possibly, or?
Yeah, I think it that would be, might be helpful. I guess we've had this board meeting the last Tuesday, I believe, of the month at 8:30 since I've been on Guam, and it was set at that time for some reason. I guess it was as good a time as any, but I'm wondering if I don't think there's any reason we can't change that if people are having trouble attending at that time. Is there, Julian, do you have any preferences?
Well, no, because I set up a long time ago, so my schedule is cleared and it stayed on there, so it's fine. It's been good for me. So I think Dr. Kim is the one we've got to see what's going on with, I guess.
Yeah, because I guess if there's three of us, we have a quorum, correct, Marlene?
Yes.
Okay, so, but I would like for everybody to be able to, I'd like to have more members available and be able to attend. So I would be in favor of, if necessary, if Dr. Kim can only make it at another time and it doesn't create any issues for us, I would personally be fine changing. I'm very flexible at this point. Dr. St. Nicholas and Dr. Archer would have to know pretty well in advance, I think, because of scheduling. I don't have a schedule right now. I'm not practicing actively.
Yeah.
I think with Dr. Kim, you know, I mean, because he's still working up at Anderson for not too more. He's retiring this year. So he might be better after July.
Oh, if it's just a couple more meetings that we just
leave it then.
The three of us, I would say just leave it, and then but can you mind just giving him a call? I'd like to have him come if he can, even if it's if he just needs to maybe a reminder, and then also maybe we can just reconfirm when he's going to be retiring and going to be more available. That would be nice.
He's retiring in July.
Okay, so July is his last month of work?
Yes.
Okay, and then so in August he would be available then, I guess.
More available, but he said he doesn't have a problem as long as we gave him advance notice. I think he just gave the wrong date for this month.
Yeah, I think what happened is we got notice of the meeting probably the Friday before that Tuesday, so he just immediately thought it was the next Tuesday, and without really looking at it closely, I think that's probably what happened.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at it and saying, "Wait, it isn't the it's 2 weeks from now." And then I saw his email. I figured when he said that to that somebody was that the person that set up the meeting that he was responding to was going to let him know that it was incorrect, but I guess that didn't happen.
Okay.
So
I'll send him a note.
That sounds great. Okay. And then you could also just run this deal with Dr. Shelley by Rob.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay.
Okay. So, no other business?
No other business.
Okay. Any motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Eight 54.
Thanks, you guys.
All right, thanks. See you next month.
Thank you.
We'll do another virtual, I guess. All right, take care.